Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL podcast for prelim final week 2016. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain, and joining me is a man who's called for a trade ban on the Western Bulldogs. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
Look, Michael, I just think they've had it too good for too long. I mean, they've been in the finals 2 years in a row now. They got Tom Boyd. They've got a helmet for Caleb Daniel. They've got funny banners. It's just been loaded up for the Western Bulldogs, and I say no.
Too much?
I say that's enough. You know, we just don't need to live under this reign of the Western Bulldogs. It's just gone on for far too long, and it needs to stop.
People are tired of it, aren't they?
They are. They're sick of it.
You know, people are sick of it.
People say, oh, they're my second team. But I reckon after this week, they're down. They'll be their 17th team. Yep. There's no doubt about it. Like, okay, Gold Coast will be the last one because they're fucking appalling. Hmm. But everyone's 17th team will be the Western Bulldogs. No doubt about that.
Because if anything, if people wanted to see a GWS Sydney Grand Final, the haves and the haves more.
Yeah.
The have more.
The have more, yeah.
Quote George W. Bush.
I mean, I was just decked out in my orange and grey yesterday.
Yeah. They you look good in it too, man. Matches
yeah,
your
you.
Eyes.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
the,
you.
The black matches your liver.
Yeah.
And the orange matches your eyes.
And just the Bulldogs winning. I mean, no one wanted that.
I've seen the footage on YouTube and the like, people in the park. And the clubs and the, you know, and watching it in stands, and it's like they're heartbroken.
Yeah,
heartbroken.
Devastated that the Western Bulldogs are through. Yeah, it's just the AFL creating another monster that we don't want to deal with. And someone should have a word to Gillon McLachlan. It's not fair.
It's a massive week for me, obviously, again.
Yep.
Week of joy, as we have over the last few years. So
yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
That's surprising.
You don't get tired of it, you know. So I think on Thursday, I'll head down to Waverley for training. And then Friday, go down to Parade to see Hodgie and Mitch and Cyril go around.
You know the Hawks aren't in the grand final this year, buddy.
That's very funny. I've got my ticket sorted.
No.
And
just
I'll head on down there. No,
this is like 2011, Michael. You're not in it. You're not there. You know how you lost to Geelong and then lost to Footscray.
But it's the final game of the season, like we're...
Yeah, I know. It feels odd for you.
That would be like getting Mike Brady to sing one day in October. That would be...
I know, that's never going to happen. Yeah, that would be stupid. No.
So, is it cancelled then? Like,
the grand final's still happening. There's two different teams in it. Sydney and the Western Bulldogs are in it.
That happens?
Yeah, there's no Hawthorn in it this year. I'm sorry to say, buddy.
We got the mighty Doggies in there, mate.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Come
it's
on,
so
the Doggies.
Great. Doggies. It's so fantastic. I love this. I love this story with all my heart.
Except for, okay.
Come on, how are you going to shit on it? How are you going to shit on it?
Doggies win.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel for Bob Murphy? You fucking dog, mate. How do you feel for Bob Murphy? You feel happy for him?
Yeah.
Do you feel sad for him? How do you feel? Let me know. Let me know your feelings about
Bob Murphy. I was actually thinking about it earlier today.
Do you reckon he's wishing he got last surgery?
Can he get
last surgery this week? Can he be back in time for Saturday?
Come back, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Gary Rowan seemed to be dead like last week.
I went to his funeral. It was a sad day.
Respects.
Yeah.
I put a notice in the paper. I was thinking about this today, actually.
Yep.
Because I think about things.
Yeah. And you think about Bob Murphy a lot.
I do, yeah. And the
you reread his articles on a daily basis.
Absolutely. I've got an Elvis tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's Bob Murphy's head, not Elvis's head.
Yeah, of course. It just looks a bit fat.
The fairy tale that we're getting.
All right.
In a way, I think the Bob Murphy side of that story is part of that fairy tale. This awful thing.
It's
but
a
fairy tale happens, and kind of like the whole.
But is it a fairy tale?
Complete story.
Is it like Rapunzel if she just happened to hang herself on her long locks?
She had troubled times.
is it really fairy tale?
No, but I think it's part of the whole picture.
Is it Goldilocks getting shredded to death by the bears?
Can you stop it with the fucking violence against
Goldilocks? Well, I'm just saying, it's a sad end.
The idea of the whole story.
Is it Cinderella?
Just shut up with your fucking fables, all right?
Yep.
For them to get up I think that section of the story, it makes it whole in a way.
So you wish this upon... So you saying if Bob Murphy didn't do his knee, you wish some other same pain on someone else?
It's the many chapters of the story.
So you're happy that Jordan Roughhead copped a ball to the eye?
Absolutely thrilled, yeah. Yeah. He's okay.
Is he? He can't see out of that eye.
No, he went to a specialist today. He went to Dr. Leo Spichemin.
Uh-huh.
And anyone out there who gets that joke, well done.
Appreciate it.
And he went there today and he's fine, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, no, they talked about him on game day saying he'd be fine. And
hang on. So Channel 7... said that he'd be fine.
Yeah.
This is Channel 7 who, when someone goes down, just say it's possibly an ankle or a knee or a thigh or a ball or an armpit injury.
No, Dr. Ricky Olerenshaw was there. And the AFA website said he went to the doctor, he's fine. They thought he had bleeding on the eye or maybe had a minor case of that. Mm. And I think they said in a bad case that might be a 3 or 4 week injury. But he would be back out there. And they need him too.
Oh, absolutely they need him. But if it's just one eyeball, would you give up an eye for a flag?
Can you play with one eye?
Of course you can. Do you need depth perception?
No.
I mean, you've got a ball coming towards you, you just grab at it. Yeah, and, if you're a metre short, so be it. Everyone knows.
Pop him in the square.
Yeah. Like if you're running through the banner, you just look for your teammates. When have we hit it? Mm. I'm at the banner now.
Yeah, and
I'm
you need contact. Through. Contact on the man too, kind of know where they are. So.
Actually probably make him a better player. Because when, deaf people or blind people have better hearing than normal because they need that.
Extra,
so an extra sense comes up. So his sense of taste on the day would probably be incredible. So when he's drinking the champagne after the game, he'd be like, this is quality shit.
This is sweet.
Is this Verve? Yeah. This is delicious.
It's like $5.95.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Bumanti.
So where were you watching the game?
So I actually, you and I, we went to the Rose on Friday night to watch the first prelim.
We did.
Or was that the second prelim? But they put them the other way around.
That's a good question.
I don't know how to do this. Yeah. But I watched both games at the Rose Hotel in Fitzroy. And Friday night was packed that you and I were at.
Yep.
And yesterday was insane. Just doggies fans, crazy. I think there may have been like two GWS fans there. So, they'd get a goal. It was
decked
all quiet. I couldn't see them. It was too crowded to be able to see them. But you could hear the claps of that pathetic rich money clapping. It's soulless clapping is what it is,
because it's quite a large pub and it was chock-a-block on Friday night. So I imagine what double that or a third more than that.
It was a great atmosphere, and when the doggies won, when Dixon took that last mark and they knew that they were home,
it's amazing.
It was great. I mean, he missed that, he should be dropped for that.
Well, that's the thing.
Teach him a lesson.
Bad kicking's bad football in my book.
So they should get rid of him. But it was an amazing scenes, and it was great fun.
Yep.
And it was great to belt out the song that I don't really know that very
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And also we should mention the Rose Hotel, one of our sponsors for the show.
Yeah.
So grand final day next week, get down to the Rose, fitzroy.com.au.
It's going to be huge down there.
Absolutely massive.
And it's going to be a great afternoon. Like it's Victoria versus New South Wales. It's mate versus mate. It's state versus state.
I went to a mate's place and we were jumping up and down. Yeah, we were very excited.
It was great,
this
wasn't
is
it?
Me and him, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got out to 14 points too.
I know.
The Giants, and I began to think...
Well. It's all over.
Just by the fact it wasn't a particularly high-scoring game.
Yeah.
And you go, gee, three goals. And then they came out. Bont kicked that one. Fucking hell.
Bont is good. And I said to everyone around me, I go, that's it. You're all finished. You're fucking done. Go GWS. And then
really?
They turn it around. So I wasn't particularly popular. But I have friends who went up to Spotless Stadium, big doggy supporters.
Would have been great. They were saying the atmosphere with more doggies than Giants.
Yeah. Big shout-out to Mike and Braz who went up there. But they ran out of beer.
Did they really?
They ran out of beer at Spotless Stadium. Now, I know that...
Because they've never had more than 5,000 people in
there
before.
Yeah, exactly. And most of them would be kids who just don't know where they are. They're just like foster children. They just go to the footy.
Yeah, just bump up the numbers, mate.
Yeah.
Have a show back.
That's disgusting. That needs to be looked into. Mm. And I think they should never hold a game of football ever again until they lift their standards, until there's like 12 beers per person.
That's a strong take.
Well, I know that's a lot of beer.
So if you rock up and say, can I get a beer? And they go, I haven't got run out. Do they give you a Jim Beam for free?
Oh, I'd say so.
I hope so.
Yeah, you'd definitely order.
I mean, not to say that there'd be any Western Bulldogs fans who'd be drinking Jim Beam.
Well, that is true.
That is unlikely.
Can you crack open some...
Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. But you know what you could have used, though, is if you'd hung on to your Luke Beveridge cash.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah
if he didn't blow it.
He was making it rain.
Oh, man. How good's Luke Beveridge? How much do we love Luke Beveridge? Is there anything this man can't do?
He's captivated the nation.
Yeah.
There have been a couple of articles during the week about how everybody loves him.
Yep.
So obviously in 3 years' time when he gets sacked.
Yeah, because he always
tends
gets.
To be rad. Yeah. But also the people from the past, David Smorgon was in the crowd singing the song.
It's great.
He could make it rain. He's got the money.
Yeah.
He could chuck down the
fucking... Also, the story we're talking about is Luke Beveridge to the people who were... How did he know they were travelling? Is Luke Beveridge a bit of a stalker?
No, so the Bulldogs organise a bunch of buses. So they're called the Bulldogs Bus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Bulldogs Bus. And so I think they had about 8 or 10 of them that were taking people up to Sydney.
Yep.
And they arrived back at Witten Oval at about 8:30 today.
This morning?
I saw that on the news as well. Maybe on game day as well. And they imagine coming home on that bus.
Oh, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be awesome. Toilet would get a fair workout.
Yeah, I reckon.
But it would be awesome.
As in like do you mean like going to...
No, they'd be
masturbate.
Boozing. They'd be
okay, right. Well, you're excited. You're in the grand final.
Sure,
you haven't been there for
you're watching
105 years.
Watching the highlights on YouTube. So he wrote a note and said, "Thank you for jumping on board the Bulldogs bus to cheer on our boys in Sydney. It's incredible to have so many of our members and supporters make the huge effort in getting on the bus to watch our boys play." Well, you've kind of said that in the first sentence.
Yeah, fuck
it. "We are so grateful for the ongoing support to continue to show us. Mm. As a small thank you for your efforts, we'd like to pay for your breakfast this morning."
Oh.
"The city of Wodonga have put on some great food vans. So get out, stretch your legs and have a safe drive. See you at the game. Go Dogs."
Now, okay, brilliant. Love what he did.
What's
now,
Wodonga, about 5 hours from Melbourne?
No, three.
Three?
3 hours from Melbourne. Okay. So you're in the dong. You don't need an Albury because that's Sydney territory.
So when would they have left? If the game was at 5:15.
And they're going there for breakfast. So they must have left at like 6 in the morning. Get up there about 9.
It's about 10, 12 hours to get to Sydney.
I thought it was 8.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the way I drive.
Yeah, I think so. You go the long route, don't you? You go through Mildura.
I go through Glen Rowan. So you've got to pay attention to the Ned Kelly animatronics show.
Let's have a look at how much money Luke Beveridge blew. So how many people on a bus? 45-ish? 45? Is that the little sign that says it? 45 times 8 buses?
Don't forget the driver.
Oh, yeah, 46.
45 times 8. Let me put it down
there. So it's about 320-odd people.
360. And what, 8 drivers. So 368.
Yeah, plus, and then $10 each. So there's $3,680 that Luke Beveridge is just throwing
away.
I mean, people talk that the Western Bulldogs are
poor.
You know, yeah, but they're not, man.
No way.
I mean, if he's just giving $10 around, sneaky 10.
Yeah.
Little, what else is going on? Was he buying bags of Coke for them on their drive back? Hell, what the fuck was he? What's going on? And also, let's have a look. Like, it's Wodonga. Like, let's be honest.
You said that in the most condescending way. It's Wodonga.
I mean that. When's the last time, let me put this, when's the last time Luke Beveridge bought breakfast?
In Wodonga?
Well, what do you get for $10, mate? You get, in Melbourne, you get maybe a side of avocado and some house-made beans.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't understand what house-made beans?
Maybe one rash of, like, smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they getting for $10? Are they getting? Is he advocating? Because all right, the stuff that you can get for $10 is not particularly healthy.
Don't you know the illustrious food van history of Wodonga?
Well, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Changed the face of dining in Victoria.
I mean, they don't have it in Albury. That's why people cross the river.
Absolutely.
People build pontoons and just go, "Fuck, we're going to the dong."
No fucking food vans in Albury. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No, none of this la-di-da shit. That's a Wodonga thing to do.
People get up at like 5:30 in the morning in Albury and cross the river and wait for the vans to open.
So it's also 20,090 days since the Dogs were last in a grand final.
Is that right?
Yes.
And how do you know that?
I know that because BT said it about 75,000 times.
Okay.
Which is unlike him to repeat a point.
Well, I know that is unusual, but you know the good thing about that is the day that they played in their last grand final in 1961, BT started counting. He started marking it down. He said, I don't know whether it's going to be 365 or get out to 20,000.
I like to picture BT's wall in his house. It's like a prison.
Yeah.
Like a prison wall. So like 4 strokes
he's
and then one across.
It out.
Yeah.
And you know, in like the 97 when they made the prelim and Libba kicked the goal, he added it all up and he counted all the fives that he'd done. He'd gone, oh yeah, this is the year, and then it didn't happen. So that's the kind of dedication you get from BT.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to go back and check that though. I wonder if they've included leap years and the like.
Oh, you just think they've multiplied 365, so maybe a bit longer.
Aren't there particular years too when it's not a leap year? Wasn't 2000 not a leap year? Something like that?
Is that right?
I've got some kind of weird feeling.
No, hang on. So what I'm hearing from you, though, is you're questioning the...
BT.
Yeah, exactly. The journalistic integrity of the Channel 7 commentary team.
I'm sorry. I got to stop doing that. I got to stop doing that.
When have they ever been wrong?
Here we go. Yes, 2000 was a leap year. And we go, we've got... here we go. So 1800 and 1900 were not leap years. Oh, okay, so I think it's got to be a year divisible by four. So 18 not divisible by four, 19 not divisible by four.
Got you.
What I'm trying to say is I fucking love BT.
So you should. So anyway, the Doggies are through, and that is fantastic for Victorian football, for footy in general.
It's so great. We've got many of our Doggies friends, and also the whole excitement of this week. What's our banner friend, Danny McGinley? What's he going to come up with?
Yeah, pressure's on.
Never would have thought when he started abusing the Footscray cheer squad and then got the job.
Yeah.
The pressure. It's a big job.
Big one, yeah.
Because he did a cracking one on the weekend.
It was good.
Everybody loved that. Got a big shout out on our AFL game day again.
Yep.
I think Hamish has a bit of a man crush on Dan.
There you go.
But I can't
pressure's on. He won't be able to sleep this week. He'd be nervous.
Oh, dude.
He'd be riding today. He'd be riding tomorrow. You know, what rhymes with swans? You know, bloods. What do you do? What could we do?
I wouldn't dare to get into the air of the master.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
All
right. We watched the Swannies on Friday night.
Yes.
They're pretty good.
I thought Geelong's last three quarters were pretty solid.
Yeah, effective. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that first 15, 20 minutes.
Well, that first seven goals wasn't the best.
It's become a bit of the forgotten final, hasn't it?
Well, no one cares about it.
Once last night happened, people are like, oh, what? Who? Yeah. What? Who they playing?
So does Dangerfield just go, why did I come to this shit team? Like, you know, they finished... What did they finish? They finished third or fourth. How did they work that out, by the way?
They would have finished...
Third, because they're the higher finishing...
Third, yeah, because they finished second.
Yeah, okay.
Hawthorn finished third.
Yep.
Yeah. Was it Swans were first and... Who'd they play in the first week? Oh, Giants. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So they'll go into the game as favourites, I imagine.
Geelong?
Yeah.
I guess so, because the Swans had come off a loss and...
The grand final.
Oh, the Swans win?
Yeah.
Will. Yeah, absolutely they
win. Yeah, yeah. But obviously everyone's hearts will be with the Doggies.
Well, will they?
I'm on board the Dogs.
No, I just think...
It's a fairy tale.
The Swans... They haven't been in the grand final for, 2 years?
Yeah,
I think it's about time. And, you know, it'd just be good for Buddy to get a win.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a few little things to go the Swanee's way.
One of their bosses was saying, I think Andrew Ireland was saying, that they don't need a premiership to kind of make the Buddy deal worthwhile.
Really?
But there is an extra pressure, isn't there? Like, to do that kind of deal, they do need to get a premiership out of it.
You'd like for $10 million.
Yeah, like, and sooner, right? Like, you're not going to get it in, well... But he's not going to be playing in fucking 2025.
No.
Like, so I think they do have that extra pressure of for the deal makers, not for the team itself, I don't think.
Nah.
For the deal makers, they need to get some silverware out of that $10 million
deal. What we might see on the weekend, though? What about if they put the little hat cam on the old fuckwit?
Oh, like down in the cheer squad?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they did earlier this year.
Oh, of course, earlier this year, yeah.
Yeah, so let's see what his grand final day, he gets up to.
Yep.
Like, maybe the whole grand final day, like when he wakes up at, like... 6 in the morning or when he stumbles out of the Crown Casino.
Out of Club 23.
Yeah, he gets kicked out of Kittens.
Are you fucking with me? Do you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
I sing the song after the games with the players. Oh, my heart, my angina's playing up.
Is he Lee Matthews' dad? So he staggers out of Kittens and we see what he gets up to for the day.
He's been there having vodka and Metamucil for the night. Yeah,
I like it. Keep himself regular.
Yeah, well, he'll get press for sure during the week because kind of tap onto him. I do appreciate your hatred for the man.
Yeah, good. I like that. What about Corey Emright? Will he play again next year? He was crying after the game like a big baby.
I reckon no.
Yeah, there was something in the tears, wasn't there, Michael?
Yeah, well, I think it's you don't have that kind of emotion if you're in negotiations for another year.
Yeah.
So I think,
does it get him a 2-year contract? Like if he says, it really hurt me, look how much I love the club.
Actually, that's true, yeah. If you see someone cry, you go, have a lolly. You know, you're fine, I'm better. But I think whether he's been told by the club or he's made the choice himself.
Yep.
Mentally. I don't think you're walking off with that emotion. Unless he feels like he played really badly.
Well, there is
the sole reason for the loss.
Yeah, or maybe that's just like, if they are in negotiations, maybe he's got a really bad tell. Like if you play poker with Corey Enright, if he bursts into tears, he's got really shit cards.
Oh, okay.
Like load up against him.
Yep.
He's just...
And then you let him win. You let him win, don't you?
Yeah.
So who was at the game? I'll tell you who was at the game.
Mm.
Your mate.
Big news.
Andre Agassi.
Yeah.
Did you recognise him on the coverage?
I didn't, but someone pointed... Did you point it out?
I think it was me. I said, "Is that Andre Agassi?"
Yeah,
yeah. I'm very subtle like that.
Yeah,
because we couldn't really hear the commentary.
Yes.
And so it flashed on. He was sitting next to Gil, and he was yawning.
Mate, did you read the article? He was jet lagged, and he wasn't going to come to the game. And so Gillen tweeted him, Pete Sampras would have made it.
Yeah, he said.
And then Agassi was in an ice-induced rage, and he beat the fuck out of out of Gil McLaughlin.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to come. And then Gil was like, Sampras would have made it. And then Andre appealed to his ego.
Yeah.
And so he showed up. So they have the article here about Agassi sitting next to Gil.
Yep.
And people have been tweeting about it. And obviously, Twitter, it's very positive.
Oh, there is no... I've never read a bad comment.
A lot of kind of tweets, because he yawned, so they're kind of saying, you know, it's because he was sitting next to Gil. They'll find interesting as well, comments on this article.
Here we go.
There we go. So, here's one. It said, why was this man at the footy?
Uh-huh.
Do you find it weird to kind of get annoyed that someone wants to go to the football?
Because it wasn't completely sold out. It wasn't like there was no spare seats and they let Agassi in and some Geelong fan was standing outside the ground going, who's in there?
Yeah, Catman wasn't banging on the door.
Yeah, exactly. They go, Andre Agassi. He's like, fuck.
AFL craves international approval. Fact is, nobody outside the AFL bubble cares. It's from Lou.
Oh, fuck Lou. I reckon they do, though, Lou. I mean, I think if Andre Agassi wasn't jet-lagged, he would have appreciated the game. Yeah. I'm sure he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, he saw the Swans powerhouse.
Well, do you know he has an AFL connection? You know that.
Andre Agassi. Did he play for Fitzroy?
Yeah, back in 1983.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. He, coach Darren Cahill.
Uh-huh.
Son of John Cahill.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so they do have, there's a story about, Port Adelaide players going over to Agassi's house for like a barbecue or something.
Really?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, Brad Ebert called him up a few years ago.
Yep.
Cale hooked it up and they kind of chatted about preparation. They were saying, you know, every now and then Agassi would check in. How's Brad Ebert going?
Really?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
So that's not such a foreign game. So that's why if you want to... The person who said at the start, why was Agassi there? Well, there you go.
Well, yeah. There's your answer. Fan of football. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Another one from Shane, I think it is. Gil's company is enough to put anyone to sleep. And then Nicholas wrote, ha, 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 ha. No wonder he's... No, Mark, no wonder he's fallen asleep. The rest of the world will never catch on to this rubbish. How do you get this angry about an article about Andre Agassi going to the tennis?
But also, like, if you don't like AFL... football, why are you reading the articles
That's
about
it? That's a good point.
You know, just go, oh, fucking, what are they writing about this game? I hate it!
And then scrolling down and then logging on to say, I like rugby.
My favourite in the comment section is when people argue with other people in the comment section.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
Or when they don't have an opinion at all.
Yeah.
They go, I feel indifferent about this.
but I want to make a comment about it.
Yeah, can I tell you about another overseas celebrity with an AFL connection?
Who else?
Singer, probably your favourite.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond. Oh, yeah.
Connection two, your favourite team, Brisbane Lions.
Whoa, how?
Went out with a lady for a while from Brisbane.
Yeah.
And she'd get him to watch the games with her.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a fucking treasure trove
you
of information.
You are, of bullshit.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So. And do you know what kind of shark attacked Jared Waite and Lockie Henderson?
I'm not sure, actually. Do you know for a fact?
I don't know. I don't know. I was curious.
So they got caught up the other day... there's a shark that got caught up in another surfer's...
Leg rope. Yeah.
And then that guy fell off the board. So that'd be pretty frightening.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
And then Lockie and Jared decided that they wouldn't go into shore because they figured the shark wouldn't come back.
Yeah, okay. That's good logic.
Yeah.
That's good logic because sharks only ever go to a beach once.
I found it really interesting.
And then they fuck off.
Yeah. I'd be right back in...
So they were down at... were they at Bell's Beach?
Maybe.
It was around there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was down the surf coast.
Not totally sure.
Lovely, lovely part of the area in Victoria.
Mm.
Maybe a few landslides at the moment. So don't if you're driving down there, drive with caution. If you're listening to us while you're driving, be careful. But I think that is true. Obviously, like Lockie would have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel.
Of course.
And they go, once a shark has been to a beach, then it comes back.
Yep.
That everyone fucking knows that. Did you not know that?
Yeah. Oh, we know straight away when Mick Fanning...
Yeah, exactly. That shark's never been back.
J-Bait.
No.
Because it's like, you know, why I go back again? You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
I've seen
exactly.
it, done it. You know, it's like when I went to Graceland. I'm like, I don't need to go back there again. I've already seen it.
Yeah, so if you go to Wodonga, you go there once, but you don't go there again.
Take in the food vans and then you're out of there.
Yeah, you move on.
Yeah, you go delicious.
But Chris Scott was asked about it. He said it would be a mutiny if he banned surfing.
Yeah.
But do you think, would you want your players out there surfing, Michael? If you're, I mean, if obviously...
I understand.
The same shark's not coming back.
Well, yeah, obviously. So there's one down. So there's one less shark that's going to come after
you. Good point.
Yeah. I mean, they talk about, don't they ban kind of jet skis or shit like that? Like
jet skis.
Snowmobiles.
Skiing, anything like that. Going to Japanese restaurants with Dustin Martin.
Yeah, cooking with sharp knives.
Yeah, anything dangerous like that.
Yeah. Street fights.
Muay Thai
boxing.
Yeah, all that sort of shit. It's kind of banned. Being in Jackass. Not allowed to be in the cast of Jackass.
Yeah, no, that's a strong point. Yeah.
Not allowed to... You know, one thing they've banned since this year is you're not allowed to put keys in tuna. It's just too dangerous. Because it's expensive on the hip pocket and everyone just laughs too much. They can't focus on footy.
Hyperventilating.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, collapsed lungs. Yeah. It's a nightmare.
It's not good.
But I suppose with surfing, if the threat is shark attack, like how often is that going to happen?
It is rare.
Yeah.
It is a rare thing.
So I think if you're writing into contracts, try to avoid activities where you might get eaten by a shark.
It's just going to be...
It's a bit over the top.
No, I wouldn't let them do anything.
I wouldn't even let them eat flake.
Yeah. I would keep them housebound.
Get a bone.
For their entire careers.
Hey, awesome news, Adam.
Mm.
Doggies are in the grand final.
I've heard that.
Job's back. JB's back.
Mate, Lady Gaga makes less of an entrance than Job did. Mm-hmm. How big was it? They were down at St. Bernard's College in Essendon. Yep. They had the big announcement.
The feminist cap and the big jacket.
Yeah.
Let's look at the big jacket, going, look at that, JB.
Yep.
Did
anyone ask him a coffee-related question during the press conference?
They did say how it was going with the baristering, if that's the word for it. And he said almond milk is a nightmare to work with.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's learnt.
Don't order almond milk because baristas don't like it.
They don't like it.
Yeah, and I thought, fucking lift your game, mate. You know?
Well,
Shay's not a good barista.
Yeah, exactly. He's not winning the Barista of the Year award, is he?
No, absolutely not.
Off the back of that.
But he did give away the fact that I was on the hunt. I was very close to the trail, my friend.
Really? Were you near him?
So when we got the lead,
yeah,
we had got a few leads when I was heading off to New York.
Yep.
And so he was wearing a t-shirt and he said, this is where I stayed, place to go, worked, hole in the wall.
Yeah, that's what you heard, wasn't it? Yeah.
From Fifth Avenue, I think it's 420 Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
And so that's the place I went to twice. That's right, twice.
Yeah.
And it was the weekend, therefore it's an office building. And so you needed a security pass to get in.
Right.
So if I had come the day before or the day after...
God damn it.
There was a possibility I could have seen Joby. So that cafe is located kind of in the foyer of that building.
Yep, yep.
And so thank you for the people who gave us that mail.
Yeah.
We were very close.
You're bang on the money.
Fucking hell, I was on the hunt. I was the Job hunter.
Will he use his baristering skills now that he's back playing footy? Can he put that to good use?
There'd be a coffee thing at the club, surely.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd have a bit of a mess hall, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, I guess they would. But then does he want to do that all the time? People will be like, Job, can I have a flat white? He's like, fuck off, mate.
You don't want
to concentrate on my footy.
Bring any work home with you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's exciting that he's back. And he's kind of the final piece of the puzzle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was what Essendon fans want to know. Would he be able to tell? Because you know how good baristas can tell the temperature of the milk just by holding that little can? So his hands would be so much more sensitive now.
Uh-huh.
And I reckon he's going to be better in tight.
Okay.
Or he can tell when players have got a fever.
That's good logic.
Yeah. They don't need Dr. Bruce Reed anymore.
Yep.
He can go up, touch him on the forehead, goes, yeah, he's burning up.
Yeah.
Get him home.
He's kind of halfway between a cappuccino and a latte.
Yeah, exactly.
So is there any more players ready to come in? Like, is he the final one?
I think he's the final piece of the puzzle because he had to stay... He had an extra week suspension because he played in the international rules.
But he seemed to have a great time. And he came back kind of hippy-dippy, Job.
Yeah.
Quite philosophical. Kind of chatting to people. He had a great kind of motto, which I thought was actually quite a nice one.
Yeah.
In that he said, I'd say yes to everything.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was actually quite a nice way to live.
Well, also, though, in New York, probably not the best thing to do. I reckon he's going to spend another year out. with a band. Because I have been to New York. And if you say yes to everything, you're going to get yourself in some serious trouble.
I quite like this philosophy. I think it's a great way to live.
Yeah, so okay.
I'm about to go and just do heroin down the road.
Sweet, man. Yeah, say yes.
It's a guy.
Say yes, Michael.
Hawks are going to Kokoda.
I love it.
You're big on this.
Well, I just think that... I mean, they went to Kokoda in, was it 2005, I believe, when Clarko first got to the club?
I think they've been four or five times over the years, but I think the Article Centre hadn't been since 2011, and you see what happened.
Wow, it fell to shit. Yeah, I mean, that's where they learned their unsociable game styles from what the Japanese did at the Kokoda Trail. But I think, like, Kokoda's been done. You know, you've stepped it up. I would like next to my team, because it's always about, you know, going to a war zone, seeing what people have gone through and go, oh, you know, we've got a better appreciation.
Syria. That's where you're going?
Yes.
Yeah.
If my team, if Carlton came back from Syria and you went, fuck, man, this team, they're hardened. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys have seen some shit. You know, we lost, Dennis Armfield was beheaded. You know, just little things like that. If you can make it back from Syria, you go, that's top four prospects right there.
Yeah. That would definitely harden people up.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, because they always want to train in hot zones. Like, didn't teams... Port Adelaide train in Dubai in the heat. So you're in the searing heat.
Yep.
If you can get... They drop you off in Aleppo. So
down to Aleppo, yeah.
Yeah. You just you get parachuted in.
Uh-huh.
If you can make it to the Turkish border, you are going to be one of the best midfields getting around.
Absolutely. The Russians and French are just dropping stuff from the sky.
Yeah.
Yep. Heading down there.
Then I just think... I'm impressed by a team that can make it out of Syria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if they're looking, you know, it's two birds with one stone. You get your heat training and they shed some weight.
Yep. And you show your commitment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Now what happens if one of them gets captured? Who do we send in to negotiate?
That's your leadership group.
Who do we send in to negotiate the release? Best negotiator in the game, Liam Pickering.
Oh,
get
yes.
him in there. Yeah. We need to get Liam Pickering in Aleppo.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Him just negotiating with ISIS.
Don't ever need to buy a return ticket. This is the one way.
He's just there going, look, ISIS, they're not sure if they want to... They haven't told me.
Look, ISIS are not... They want to put negotiations on hold. But
till
look,
the end of the year.
There's no way they're leaving.
No.
There's absolutely no way they're leaving.
So that's my take. Because I don't
that's
know.
Your take, is it? Oh, thank you, KB.
Yes, that is my take on it. I just think that we need more... Kokoda's been done and dusted.
Uh-huh.
I think there's better war zones for teams to go to.
Yeah. I like to see them go to a... American Civil War reenactment war zone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
So they have to dress up and as a farmer
Yankees
or something.
Or Confederates. Yeah, I like it.
And then they got to kind of, you know, do that. That would test their mettle. And also it would be beneficial for their acting when they're faking for a free kick.
That is very good. Mm. Yeah. What about jousting? What about if you had just medieval?
Oh, okay. Yeah, like a medieval times.
Yeah.
Head to there. That'll rough people up.
Yeah, and you can go to Croyle Castle in Victoria.
Perfect.
Just outside of Ballarat.
Yeah, and then not too far from Wodonga.
No, not at all. On the not on the way, but not far.
Yeah, I mean, it's not on the way, but also it's a very important place to get to.
Well, that is true. Mm. Yeah.
On the topic of managers, Mick Malthouse came out.
He's not happy.
He said that there are shonks.
Oh,
real skunks.
Oh,
the worst people to deal with. Huh. That's pretty full on.
Coming from Mick Malthouse.
Yeah.
Talking about people being shit to deal with.
He said...
That is unbelievable. Like, fuck, he is just... He's never watched a press conference with himself, has he?
Isn't he one of those dudes who operates on the handshake, doesn't have a manager?
Or does Mick he have Malthouse? One?
Yeah.
Well, he seems very honest.
Yeah.
Like, of all the people in the world that I could trust, he's in my top two, Mick Malthouse.
Said, good managers have to give good advice.
Mm.
Profound.
Mm.
And unfortunately, in this world, I won't name them, Liam Pickering, but I'll categorically tell you this is an absolute fact. There are some absolute shonks, some real skunks that are managers, and they are just the worst people to deal with.
Because he was saying a lot of them think about the club more than the player. You know, he's like, oh, well, I've got four players at this club, so if you don't, you know, re-sign so-and-so, I'll take them all.
I'll take them all, yes. That's the point he was making. Have you ever heard skunk being used as an insult?
No, but I like it.
Yeah.
You're
a real skunk.
Yeah, you spray foul-smelling stuff from your anal glands.
You smell
That is a real direct insult.
So. Yeah. You confuse
a cat.
Cats for women. but also, on that topic, Jesse Hogan's manager...
is he going? Is he staying?
Well, that's the thing. He's put them on hold in February. Yeah. He put them on hold, the contract talks. He's talking about maybe going back to Freo or Eagles.
But the thing is, he's contracted for another year.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about it earlier this year. Is he going to extend his contract? Is that where we're at now? We're talking about contract extensions. Is he going to extend the extension?
They wanted to pump it up.
Yeah.
I can't remember a player putting on a hold that early. So essentially 2 years before he finished.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it on hold. And the manager, to show, I suppose, Mick Malthouse's point... said, Jesse, is contracted at Melbourne, and he's really comfortable with the D's.
Oh, there you go. He's staying.
I can't see that happening. I can't see him leaving.
Yeah. Perfect. So he's staying. Melbourne fans, rejoice.
Absolutely.
He is going nowhere. Jesse Hogan, adamant, staying.
But then in the same, pretty much in the same paragraph, he said, Jesse is torn. I think Jesse floats a bit as to where he wants to be.
Oh,
it's hard to say. So within
he's gone.
One sentence, he's gone.
Staying.
Can't see it happening.
Yep.
It's going to happen.
What do you mean he floats a bit? Like, what does he float about? Like, does he go, oh, fuck, you know, it's a bit cold in Melbourne. Love the Perth weather.
Well, they talk about the difference between family and friends down at Perth.
Oh, yeah.
And also how the D's are on the rise.
Yes, okay.
So he maybe doesn't want to jump off before they might hit the big time.
Yep, yep. You know what was interesting? I was reading an article by Patrick Dangerfield during the week, and he said that in his 8 years at Adelaide, that he missed out on going to, like, you know, seeing his cousins grow up and missed out on birthday parties and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And that really played a part in him wanting to come back and just hang with the fam.
Moggs Creek.
Yeah.
Nothing like a Moggs Creek party.
Yeah, well, mate, how many 21sts has he missed out on?
Absolutely. I know talking about my family, like, I mean, when I reminisce about my nephew's first birthday with him, and the memories for him
are huge. Yeah. He loves the fact that you were there.
So here's an interesting thing for the off season, Adam. You like to get away, don't you?
Mate, I love to. Once the game is finished on Saturday, whether or not it goes into overtime or whatever, I'm out of here and looking for action.
Yeah, you're out of there.
Yeah.
I think it's Cramery, is it? Who's having a wedding. His wedding on Friday night.
Stuart Cramery.
I think it is.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I guess he was suspended. He doesn't care.
And they were saying, you know, they didn't take into account that they
could make the grand final.
Yeah.
And surely, if you're a footballer, you don't have it in the football season.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Carlton or Brisbane, go for it.
Yeah.
Go hard.
But you're also kind of, committing to it, aren't you? Saying,
well, also, you got mates who are possibly going to be playing in the game.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah. If anything, it's like a stupid wedding. I reckon I'd encourage no one to go.
I don't think his bride should.
Because also, the grand final marathon will be on.
Well, that's a very good point.
What, do you want to go to a wedding? What, do you want to watch the 84 grand final?
Yeah, I don't want to go to a wedding on a public holiday either.
That's a good point. It's a public holiday on Friday.
I'm down
I forgot
at the
about
MCG.
That.
I'm down at Birrung Mar. I'm checking out what the AFL's got to offer.
Absolutely. Now, I wasn't here last year for the public holidays. Does the public holiday work?
I was overseas as well.
There we go.
I don't know.
We're well-travelled, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're all over the place.
Do you want to get better world-travelled?
Yes.
More world-travelled?
I would love to. What do you got for me?
Here's a little exciting occasion. Now, Adam, there's only 12 spots, okay?
All right.
So you got to sign up for this shit quick.
Yeah.
You got to sign up for the Nat Fyfe Hype Tour.
Oh, I love it already.
That's right.
I'm on board. What do I get? What am I going to?
Nat Fyfe Hype Tour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. I don't know how long it's for. Not long enough in my book.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, yeah.
You get daily personal interaction with Nat Fyfe.
Hang on. Daily?
Daily.
So even just like a g'day, Nat. G'day, Adam.
Yeah.
Or g'day, mate.
You're in America. You're in LA, more specifically.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm over in LA.
You're in LA.
I see Nat Fyfe in the morning. I say, g'day, Fyfe.
Nat, you going down to Brekkie? He's like, oh, no, I'm just going. There's a food van out the front.
Yep. Oh, is it like Wodonga?
Really? Where's it, like, where are they from? Oh, a little town. What's the little town? Wodonga.
Gotcha.
What do you mean, like them and the doggies when... Okay, here we go.
So hang on. You haven't explained more than my daily interactions. What does that involve? So I see Fyfe.
I just told you, he goes to a fucking food van.
Okay.
And you get confirmation that he went to a food van.
Okay.
there's more.
Okay. Is it just one?
One food van?
No, one interaction.
Do you think he measures it out? Maybe there's someone with a stopwatch. You get a minute and it's like, nah, mate, move
on. You're done, yeah. Okay. No, fair enough. I've already said g'day to Nat Fyfe. He's a Brownlow medalist.
But really, what are you going to say? He's going to be, Nat, has a leg? Good?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah. Daily interaction.
You going to cut your hair anytime? No? Okay. No problem. No, it doesn't look stupid.
Okay, how come the players at your club don't seem to like you?
Yeah.
Said you're mean.
Yeah.
Daily interaction with Nat Fyfe.
Got ya.
You get a tour of the NBA practice facilities for the Lakers and the Clippers.
Oh, both LA teams.
Yeah.
That's huge. That's like going to the Frio headquarters and then the Eagles headquarters.
Yep.
In the same tour.
For some reason I thought maybe the Lakers would train at Staples, but obviously they must have an off.
Yeah, well, they probably got their own.
Of course they would.
Their
own
home court.
I'm an idiot for that. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Mm.
Like, you'd be torn. You'd be like, oh, I'm on board the Lakers now. And then when you go to the Clippers, you'd be like, fuck, man, I've got to go to the Clippers.
Mm.
So, and it would be interesting to find out what Nat thinks of the training facilities.
Yeah, I'm not
Maybe
sure
that's
if
a part of your daily interaction.
Well, I mean, a lot of questions to ask. I mean, yeah, they need to kind of make that clear.
Is okay, so morning? We've seen, you've chatted to him, you've gone to the Clippers and the Lakers headquarters.
Yeah, and
love it.
From the wording here, there's no guarantee that Fife is coming with you to the facility tour.
He would go. I imagine he would drive.
Okay, drive the bus?
Yeah.
You get a campus facility tour of the UCLA Bruins.
Not bad. Not bad. I actually watched them today.
Football?
Play against Stanford.
Okay. Here you go. You get a guest team speaker, and that's someone from the LA Clippers.
It's not bad.
So that could be like the boot starter.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be anyone.
Okay. Oh, you get another speaker too.
Where from?
Executive guest speaker from the LA Lakers. So I imagine it's one of the corporates.
Fuck. So you're not only you're looking around, but someone comes out and talks to you.
Yeah, and then you get a special meeting with the girl who recorded Donald Sterling.
Okay, nice, yeah. Nice. It's good to have some. It's good to know, like the heart of a racist.
Yeah. Here we go. Mm. This is kind of weird. Well, let's say the whole thing. Attendance to a personal workout session of Nat Fife.
Oh, what?
So he goes off, I suppose, to a gym.
Yeah. And you get to watch.
12 of you get roped off in a corner.
Fuck.
And you get to watch Nat Fife work out.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
No, it's not. It's great. You'd be like, did you see Fife do push-ups? Yeah, I saw him do push-ups. What did he do for a warm-up? Oh, he just got on the ergo, the rowing machine for like 6 minutes.
So you pay how much money, whatever, to watch Nat Fife do burpees?
Yeah, but you've already had a daily interaction, so you're buddies with him.
Actually, good
and
point.
So once you step up from that, you go, well, of course I want to watch you work out. Yeah. You know, I've seen all the gyms at the Clippers and the Lakers. I wonder, how would you use that, Fifey? And then you get to see it.
Then you get a F7 corporate golf day in West Hollywood.
Fuck, that's not bad. An
what's,
F7?
What's F7 mean?
Not sure, but it sounds good. Like it's not an F2.
Yeah. F5, I know from the wrestling, is like a hurricane category.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe F7 is like a really big hurricane.
Well, F1 is Formula One.
Oh, that's true.
And so F7 would be better than Formula One, you'd imagine.
Yeah, actually, they're really quick cars.
Yeah.
They're like really quick golf buggies.
Yeah.
They go 400 kilometres an hour.
Fuck, so do you get to play golf with him?
No word, but I, you know, you've already had your daily interaction, so don't get fucking selfish.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Although, here we go. Here's a tricky one.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. Nat Fife will lead a group training activity.
Oh.
So you get to watch him work out,
yeah.
and then he gets to watch you work out.
Fuck. This is one of the greatest trips. How long is this trip?
It doesn't say. There's a lot of information to find out.
Yeah.
You got to register your interests. Okay, we'll do that later. And then also group pre-tour dinner with Nat Fife at Crown Perth. So before you leave, you get to have dinner with Nat Fife.
So what if we're going? We're Melbourneites. Do we have to go to Perth?
I suppose we'll have to. There's more.
Yeah.
You get, obviously, international
airfares. Hang on, more. So he's watched us train. I've watched him train.
Yeah.
We've had daily interaction. We play golf.
We got talking to the lady who slept with Donna Sterling.
Yep.
Yeah. And we've gone tour of the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
And we played golf in golf carts that go 400 kilometres an hour.
Yeah.
You got international airfares, obviously, because that's fucking...
That's nice. So let's throw those in. Good on them.
Luxury accommodation at the Marriott.
Oh.
Hey, you get private chauffeured luxury transfers.
That's pretty good.
Tickets to NFL and NBA games. Universal Studios theme park.
Fucking, this is like the greatest trip ever.
Fucking who doesn't want to go on the Jurassic Park ride with Nat Fife?
Yeah.
A couple official dinners. F7 hype tour jacket. Fuck, that'd be one to wear around town, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Oh, you look sharp in that one.
Yeah. So I'm thinking F7 must be maybe 5-7, because if it's saying F7 golf, if there's an F7 jacket, maybe it's Fife-based.
Fucking hell, I want to get a hand of that jacket.
Yeah, how cool would the jacket be?
And you also get personalised memorabilia signed by Nat Fife.
Meh.
Now, how much would I expect to pay for this, Adam?
How much would you want to pay? So you... all right, think of everything you're getting.
I reckon it's...
So I've looked here. I did a quick search. You're 8 days. All in 8 days, from the 4th to the 12th of November. So, yeah. Junk Timers, you can still book, is what we're getting at.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure there's a lot of room. Even though there's only 12 people going on it.
So it's 8 days.
A lot of room.
Yeah, it's 8 days. You get, obviously, all the interactions with Fifey. You get dinner at Crown.
Absolutely.
And you get airfares.
And you get to watch him work out.
Yes.
Yeah, and he watches you work out.
Yeah. How much would you like to pay for that, Mike?
I'm going to say, chuck in an F7 Hype Tour jacket. It's 15 grand.
$17,600.
Oh, really? I was nearly quite right.
You know,
I'm on a showcase with Larry Emder. 17,600.
Yeah.
And when do we go?
You go from November 4th to November 12th. So 8 nights.
November 4th, November 12th.
So you miss Spring Racing Carnival if you're in Melbourne. That's big.
That's going to hit me. That's going to hit me hard.
I know you love that because you love hanging out with Buddy and Jacinta.
And I suppose on the second hand, I do already have a lot of F7 Tour hype jackets.
I know. But can you ever have too many?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And, you know, you get to watch Nat Fyfe work out. Where else can you do that?
Yeah.
And he gets to watch you work out.
It's not weird at all.
So.
And so can someone please go on that, just spend the money and do it? And then we can talk to you afterwards when I come back.
Actually, why don't we get a Junk Time crowdfunding? We'll pay for someone to go over.
We'll kickstart it, yeah.
Yeah, we'll raise 17 grand.
Yeah.
And like, we will send you.
It'd be Ross Lyon, though. We'll send him.
Yeah, on the hype tour.
There were AFL Media Awards handed out this week, Adam.
Oh, what did we win?
Yeah.
Hit me.
That's a good point, yeah.
What did we win, Michael?
Let me see. There's no podcast section.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I mean, there's a Super Footy podcast. Surely we'd be up against that.
Yeah. So Robbo won Reporter of the Year. Most outstanding news reporter.
Really? Robbo?
Yeah, Robbo.
Okay.
And
what about the puppet? What did the Robbo puppet win?
Bear in note, this is actually an article you sent me. This week, in an article about Brad Scott going to Brisbane, or speculation.
Speculation,
he was going, Robbo quoted Wikipedia.
Oh, that's where all good journalists get their
sources. He quoted, it said a quote from Wikipedia. It said, Wikipedia has already updated its profile on Scott. Well, Wikipedia didn't update it.
Yeah.
Like the boss of Wikipedia didn't go, fuck, what are the rumblings down at North Melbourne? I better get on this shit. Is he heading to the Lions? And the quote is, it is likely Brad Scott will be leaving the North Melbourne Football Club to coach the Brisbane Lions in 2017.
Well, if
there's
it's on
the
Wikipedia,
most outstanding news reporter.
If it's on, and then he went to Ask Jeeves and said, am I a fucking idiot?
Yeah, and then so he won that. He also got the Alf Brown Award. I imagine that's like a kind of outstanding work over time.
Not the Alf Brown. Maybe it's the biggest pisshead at the Herald Sun.
Most outstanding use of social media. St Kilda Football Club won that.
Good.
I think maybe because of the Jakey Carlisle Snapchat.
Yeah. No, they got it out there.
Let me see. AFL 361 Best TV Show, which I'd pay. I'd pay that one.
Yeah.
Tim Lane Best Radio Caller. Committee Best Television Recorder. Caller. Purple. He won...
Best Newsbreaker?
Best Newsbreaker in the game for television and radio.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Walls got into the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. They have best... who won the best Drown a Woman comment?
Yeah, actually, that was a tie.
It was tie.
So, Jimmy B, Frawley.
Yeah, okay.
And our mate, Ed. We'll move on, Adam. We're going to wrap it up near the end.
Yeah, okay.
Brownlow Medal coming up. Tomorrow night. Night of Nights.
It is the Night of Nights. Is it more, do you think now, Michael, it's more about the wags?
Yeah.
Is it more about the red carpet? Do we care about the actual...
As soon as the count starts, tune out.
Tune off, yeah.
I'm just watching the red carpet at the start.
Switch over.
Mm.
Do you think is it time to bring back the rotisserie?
Absolutely.
For those of you who are not familiar with the Brownlow, they had...
I thought it the wagon wheel was the kind of nickname it got.
Oh, was it?
They didn't officially call it that.
No. Yeah. So basically they put the wives and girlfriends of the footballers onto a spinning, what would you call it? Just a spinning floor.
I suppose
they twirled them around 360 degrees.
If you went to a car show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how the car would come
spin
out.
Spin around, yeah.
And they did that once.
Filmed them from all angles.
Yeah, and unbelievably, they didn't bring it back. I mean, I think it just should be an institution.
I saw they had Hamish McLaughlin on game day talking to Rory Sloane's partner.
Yep.
Fiance, I believe.
Yes.
She's on the red carpet tomorrow with Hamish.
Excellent.
And they did a rather long interview with her.
Oh, good.
Well, it felt long.
Felt long, yeah.
Felt long. Yep. Find out more about her.
Yeah, well, I want to know more about them.
She had a lot to say.
Good.
Yep.
Will she be questioning other wags?
She had a lot to say.
Yeah. Because you want to know, all I want to know when they're there is, who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing? Yeah.
Who are you wearing? Why are you wearing?
Yep.
Should be the other question.
Yep.
Why the fuck would you wear that? Yep. Who told you that was a good idea?
Yeah.
Oh, did you know? We spoke about, because obviously...
Would you be with this man if he wasn't a footballer?
Yes.
That should be the question.
That's another good question. Mm. We spoke about, and there's obviously going to be someone who's won the Gary Ablett.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bought the Gary Ablett Experience.
Yes.
Jeton Couture.
Yep.
I was told that they did Rebecca Twigley's dress. And so they became very famous after that.
The famous red one?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And they dress a lot of people after that, following that.
Well, they probably still dressed her.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Now, big news for the grand final coverage.
Yeah.
You're going to be on an ad.
Yes, I will be. So, Junk Timers, keep your eyes peeled. I'm going to be an ad and
for
in an ad. It's debuting.
iSnack 3.0?
Not iSnack 3.0. I push for that. I push really hard for that. Our good friend Limo.
I find this quite intriguing, this story.
Yeah, so I filmed that. That's why I wasn't here. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I was in Queenstown in New Zealand?
Yep.
Filming an ad for Mainland Cheese.
That's great.
And I will be debuting. That ad will be debuting during the grand final coverage.
That's pretty big.
It's massive, mate. I am going to be huge.
Now take us through the process. What are you actually doing in the ad?
I am a cheesemaker.
Are you in a kind of farmhouse of some type?
We are. We are out on a kind of cheesemaking farm, I guess you would call it. Would you call it a cheesemaking? I mean, you know, I embedded myself for the last 2 years on a cheesemaking
Researching
farm, yeah, because I wanted to know.
You went all Daniel Day Lewis on
it. Yeah, how does one make cheese?
Yes,
how does one become a cheese maker?
Yeah,
and that's what I became.
Okay, and so do you have any lines in the ad? Or?
Oh yeah, I talk, mate.
Oh really? What kind of stuff do you say? Can you reveal that?
Well, I could. This might not be the actual line, but it's something like, "You're here for the cheese."
That sounds like you.
And that's it.
That sounds like you're at the door of a like swingers night or something.
Yeah, yeah, like a code word,
like Fidelio. Yeah. And how many people are in it?
So there's three of us in this particular ad.
All men,
all
women.
Men. Yep. All guys. Yeah. So keep an eye out for it. It's going to be huge. I mean, obviously, I will get a lot of
shit. For
no,
it.
No.
Part of me wants to stay home and watch it, watch the coverage, just so I can fucking hang shit on you.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. I mean, every ad that I've been in has been pretty good. I mean, I've never copped any shit. Like when I was in the Coles commercial, that was fun. No one even remembers it.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Cheeky little Bunsen.
Well, let's just say.
Little Bunsen burner.
That if I wanted to,
I could
afford to go on a Nat 5 hype tour.
Wow.
If I wanted to, F7.
Big money.
I could buy myself an F7 jacket.
Could you maybe fund a bunch of people going to a Wodonga food van?
Not that much.
Oh, not that much.
No, it wasn't that much. Yeah. I didn't earn that much. I'm not Luke Beveridge money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got our live show coming up next week.
Oh, it's going to be massive. Now, can we just say that when we put this live show together with the guys from Two Guys, One Cup, Charlie Clawson and Will Anderson, not unlike Stuart Cramery, we weren't expecting the Western Bulldogs to be in the grand final. So,
but that's part of the fairy tale as well, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all coming together.
Yeah.
It's
so,
all coming together.
For those who are coming along to the show, and thank you for buying the tickets, we are not 100% sure what state Will Anderson will be in by the time he gets to the show. One thing, he will be massively hungover, win or lose.
Yeah.
Because you can't say draw anymore, which is disappointing.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon. So expect Will Anderson in some sort of state.
Hopefully, you know, wearing a doggy's jumper and singing.
Yes. He may be voiceless by the time he gets there if they've won the grand final. Don't expect a lot out of Will.
Now, here's the thing. So we had 200 tickets on sale, and they've all gone.
All gone.
All gone. Yeah. Now, here's the thing.
It's like a home game. It's spotless.
We've kind of been a bit apprehensive with kind of how many to sell by the fact that the venue doesn't have a set figure.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of seating, and then there's a bunch of standing. So
there are about 120 in our last live show, and everyone got in there pretty comfortably. We're going to make it a little bit busier than that one.
Yeah, and I reckon if you want to come along...
And you don't have a ticket.
Yeah, come along and essentially, as we find out that there's room, as the ticket holders go in,
yes,
come along, and if there's room, you're more than welcome to come in and hang
tickets
around.
Tickets are $10 on the door.
There's even room on the side of stage, so you can kind of hear from there, you can watch from there. So we're just kind of being a bit, we don't have a set number, but come along, we'll say, you know, we'll wait for the ticket holders to go in, head downstairs, head upstairs, have a drink, and we'll give you a yell and you can come and see if we have. And also it probably helps if the crowd isn't full of fatties. Because I'm going to take up 3 or 4 people.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so only true. Slim.
Yep.
Only, actually, we'll be weighing
that's
people.
That's always your philosophy on life, though. you weigh a lot of people.
We'll be weighing people at the door and asking you about your dietary habits.
Yes.
Okay?
But also, if you can't get in, don't forget it will be... will be being broadcast live into Federation Square.
Yeah.
So, but we are looking to broadcast
it live.
It
will be a podcast.
We will try and, give you those details. We haven't worked that out, have we?
No.
We are going to try maybe do a Facebook live stream or some sort of live stream on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll work that out.
There's talk of someone maybe filming it,
Yeah.
To work that out. So, here we go. Stubby holders.
Oh, yeah.
Junktime.bigcartel.com. They're $18 for one, $25 for two. Sorry about the postage handling. Yeah, yeah. It's $8 straight
Fuck
post.
Straight post, man.
As we said, you hear that little bike coming down the street.
Ding, ding.
Got the little package.
Yep.
Hands it over to you.
Yeah.
What do? Grab him by the shirt.
Snap.
Bang, bang.
Bang.
Jumper punch.
Yep. It's all over. Now, we got any footballers in real life, Michael? We love this section.
We do. Actually, I got one for myself.
Who'd you see?
I saw the big Harry Madden.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts?
During the week, he was at the tram stop just opposite Parliament Station.
Is he still in Parliament?
No.
Is he still a politician?
No,
he just likes to hang around, does he? He likes to reminisce.
Yeah, yeah.
Just looks up those stairs, just thinks, ah, there's some more people getting their wedding photos done there. Fantastic.
Yeah, true. He might have a hand in it still, like in terms of maybe a bit of consulting or
maybe he runs the leading
lobbying
teams.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. They get Andrews in the in the chair at the front
sitting
of the group.
Yeah, and just go, mate. Here's what's wrong.
They go, as a premier, do you find the job completely pointless? Okay, here we go from Alexandra. Saw Todd Goldstein yesterday at the cafe near the domestic departure gates at Melbourne Airport with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. I like this detail. They ordered a flat white and a ham and cheese croissant each, then walked over to the news link to browse through the magazines and books.
Love it.
Didn't have time to follow them to their gates to see where they're off to. Probably good for security reasons,
but
you didn't do that.
That's a good idea. But you know what I love? It's the love that they have for each other. They buy the same things. You go, oh,
what a love
story.
They're
both getting a flat white and a ham and cheese croissant.
But I think that's
not very healthy, by the way. If I'm a North Melbourne fan, I don't want Todd Goldstein.
It's post-season, mate.
Yeah, but that's, mate, he's got to come back tubby.
So if he's gone away.
Yeah.
Domestic, not obviously, like maybe a weekend you kind of do domestic, but would he beat the Brownlow? Tomorrow.
Todd Goldstein would have to be at the Brownlow.
You'd figure.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't have a great season. He's not going to win it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
He'd be one of the kind of six or so they pick, yeah.
Yeah, you would think so.
Here's a quick question. If they take Jobes Brownlow from him.
Yeah.
Which would be tragic, obviously.
Should they do it on the night?
No. Well, there's that for one thing.
Should they do it? And the winner is, firstly, before we do that, and the loser is Job Watson.
Do the count in reverse. Yeah. Until he gets down to zero votes.
Yeah.
Every Brownlow medalist, much like the Gold Logie winner, they get invited every year. So the living ones get invited.
Oh, does Job get uninvited?
Does Job get invited to the Brownlow?
That is a great question. I say no. I say you make a real big point of it and just go, put up a picture outside the Brownlow saying, this man not allowed into the building.
I'd like it to be taken from him at halftime of the grand final, if we can manage that.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that they did that and then they ran into your ad.
So it's maximum exposure.
People will be tuning in. Yeah. I'm thinking of you.
Does Sam Mitchell take it from him?
Like a handover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's because Cochin's there too, so they've got to kind of both.
Oh, is it two players that win
it? You can't really snap it in half.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's disappointing.
Yeah, really. It's weird that our idea of taking the Brownlow from Job at halftime doesn't really work out.
Yeah, no, other than that. And also, it would be good if Sam Mitchell, like if it was standalone Sam Mitchell, just for people to have more of a reason to dislike Sam Mitchell, just in case they didn't hate him enough. Like, here's the guy that took it from.
That'd be a great one.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that already.
Shooting Bambi.
The injecting and the knee and the,
We love Sam Mitchell.
So that's a textbook from to everyone. That was textbook detail from Alexandra. Thank you very much. Here we go. What do we got? Tull. A couple of years ago, me and two mates went to Kanye West, Rod Laver.
Love it.
Near the Junktown footbridge.
Yeah.
During the show, we spotted our favourite, Travis Cloak.
Oh, yeah.
He was sitting down the front row with a pretty sour expression on his face.
Oh, no.
Maybe he hadn't managed to get a good photo for Instagram that night.
That's disappointing.
Obviously, all about the gram. And at the end of the night, we also laid eyes on Paddy Dangerfield.
Okay.
Come over from Adelaide for
big guns.
My mate, who gets pretty excited sometimes, ran over and tried to shake his hand from about a metre and a half below him because he was up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Paddy gave a curt nod and left as soon as possible.
Oh, you got to get out of there. You don't want your Kanye fans fucking getting into Dangerfield.
It's from Sam. Round 19, I was at a cafe in Grange, a suburb of Adelaide.
Adelaide, yep.
Right near, I think kind of the outskirts of football park.
Okay.
Cafe in Grange, having breakfast after Adelaide killed Essendon by 82 points the night before. My girlfriend said, look at that guy's filthy moustache. I looked over and it was Tex Walker. He was having a latte and was on his phone. Nice little added detail too.
Yeah, I would have thought with Tex Walker, you go, look at that guy's fucking ears. What is going on with that man, that poor man in his ears.
So let me think. This isn't this year. So yeah. He doesn't have the mullet anymore.
No, he's got the short hair.
Are you probably preparing for his adventures of bingo?
Bingo?
Yeah, remember how he runs the bingo night down at the pub?
No.
Yeah, we had Matt Vesely on earlier this year.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That was the night that I came after the...
Oh, that's right.
I was very hammered.
That was your four-peak, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got to celebrate. home and a game.
I don't really remember much of that show.
I think we've reached the end, Adam.
Oh, that is disappointing.
So, big grand final week. Your tip?
I'm going to go with the Doggies. You know what? They've proven everyone wrong every week.
Yeah.
They've been the underdog, and I love them. I obviously would want them to win, but I think they will win.
It's the absolute fairy tale, and it's all coming together. I'm going to go for
Doggies,
the Doggies
by 16 goals.
I'm going to go Doggies by 182 points.
Okay, cool. A record.
Yeah. And Tory Dixon to be dropped for that miss after.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah, he deserves it.
See you next week. Go Doggies.
Go Dogs.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.